Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, Ace. It's 6:24. Let's keep removing it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, whatever it may be, with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, know what? You're never thirsty. Even if you're sweating your ass off, guess what, man? You're good to go.
Dude, you know what?
Good to go.
You know what? It's beer. For me, it's beer season. You know, people have their own taste, their own styles of ways of drinking. Mine is beers in the summer because, I don't know, beers in the winter, to me, just don't taste as good. If it's hot and sweaty, just oof, oof, oof. There you go. Nice cold Bud Light, right?
Boom.
Anyway, let's kick it off. Major League Baseball, there's some scores last night. More importantly, NBA, there was some game defense? In games.
Is there defense going on or no?
There was, but it proves that when you got to play defense, like it feels like they forgot how to play defense last night. I'll get there, though. Real quick, Major League Baseball. Tigers beat the Mariners 5-0. Twins beating the White Sox 5-4.
Quick Cubs. Well, sorry, to jump in before you get too far from the Tigers, their pitcher threw a no-hitter.
Oh, yeah. Nice, dude. Thank you for calling that out. I forgot about that.
I'm trying to – hold on. I think I got audio of it. Spencer Turnbull pitched a no-hitter. Here's that.
It's his fifth.
Is it his fifth one? Damn, dude.
Yeah, Spencer Turnbull, his fifth no-hitter in the majors. Dude.
Here's a quick audio clip of it.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. History. Spencer Turnbull has become the sixth Tiger pitcher to throw the eighth no-hitter in franchise history. His teammates burst out of the dugout and mob him at the mound. How about it?
I don't really have words right now, but probably the best day, best night of my life, to be honest with you. It's pretty freaking cool. I just don't really know what to say. I'm absolutely surreal. Just trying to soak it in.
He was the first Tiger to do it since Justin Verlander in 2011. So pretty cool. Pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, what a feat.
Yeah.
You know? What's more rare, hole-in-one?
Oh,
or
no hitter. No hitter for sure.
For sure.
Hell, I could hit a hole in one. Like, the chance of me hitting a hole in one are still possible. The chance of me throwing a no hitter, forget about it.
Impossible.
So, yeah.
Is there anything harder than that?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, no, I don't think. In the sports world, I don't think so. In my mind.
That's incredible, man. Wow. But, congratulations. That is insane. You know, thank you for bringing that up because I did hear that last night and I forgot about it. So,
moron.
Congratulations, man. Turnbull. NBA last night. Pacers beat the Hornets 144-117. This is the game I saw. I didn't get to see the later game. But, damn, dude, the Hornets, terrible. Terrible last night, Brock. I think you, I, and a couple other players that we picked up could have contended with the Hornets last night. It was embarrassing.
Let's give it a shot. I think we can do it.
I mean, they were down by like, I think like by 25, 26 at one point.
Good Lord.
It was a terrible game anyway. Celtics beating the Wizards 118-100. Very important games last night because it got those teams into the playoffs. So
very nice.
Tonight, Spurs going to be in Memphis playing the Grizzlies 7:30. And then the big game. There is a big game tonight. Golden State Warriors in Los Angeles playing the Lakers at 10 o'clock. So enjoy that game for him.
I think Curry and his crew over at Golden State are top contenders, and they have been really for, I don't know, what, the last decade? It's been
just
insane.
Making it rain.
I know what you got. You got LeBron over at the Lakers. Aren't the Nets, right? Is it the Nets that are just like crushing
everybody's predicting Lakers? It's going to be Lakers and Nets. That's what everybody's saying.
But the Nets basically, and again, you can't be mad. This is how you win. They have built a team like they have nothing but studs on their team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
James Harden, who can just make it rain from anywhere on the court.
He doesn't look good without a beard. That son of a bitch can play basketball. I'll tell you that much. True.
Kevin Durant, my God, you just look at him. You're like, all right, yeah, you play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like God had a reason, you know? He's like, this guy's going to play bad. You just look at him, you know. So anyway.
Well, I was trying to think who they got. Yeah, so you got, oh, yeah, you got James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Blake Griffin. That's
Kyrie.
And so four of those guys right there.
Blake Griffin.
I mean, good Lord.
It's a stout team, man. That's for sure. And, you know, I think you'll be surprised, Brock. You should give one playoff game a chance because they do start to play a little defense in the playoffs, and it does get pretty interesting.
It's because they've been saving themselves all season with their little sissy play. Like, oh, don't hit me. Anyway, all right.
You want me to do a story? You want me to save them for the next hour?
What kind of story is it? Is it a good story?
I got Olympics and collectibles.
Nah, save them. Save them.
Save it. Yeah. Let's do it. All right, we'll save it. All right. So that's your sports this morning, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud, we'll be back with more.
Rock 107. Thing that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter.
Rick rolling into sports. Jesus.
Dancing in here like Rick, looking good. Anyway, we got to keep it moving here. It is time for sports, like Hunter mentioned.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So whether you're watching sports, maybe you're playing sports like your beer softball league, you better have Bud Light with you, man. You better have great Bud products.
Absolutely.
Hey, while you're doing it.
And have them Oakleys on too. You know what I'm saying? Those so softball
tight.
Oakleys.
Just so tight to the face. No sun's getting in there. Hey, while you're doing sports, I'm going to do my forearm workouts the whole time. I'm going to get a good burn. All right?
You still have those things?
Hell yeah, dude. I do these all the time. My grip strengthers. Yeah.
You're going to end up looking like Popeye. You need to do more than just that.
All right. Yeah. I wish.
Hey, get that Detroit clip ready while I do NBA scores. All right.
You got
that pulled up. Put your thing down. Do something. NBA last night. Pacers beating the Hornets significantly. 144 to 117. Very important game. Got the Pacers into the playoffs. But, man, watch a little bit of it last night. It was bad. I felt like I could have contributed to the Hornets last night. You know, nobody. Dude, they were just throwing. Nobody could hit a shot. At one point, they were shooting at, like, 27% everywhere. That's ridiculous.
Good Lord.
Yeah, a little massacre there last night. Then later on, the Celtics beating the Wizards 118 to 100. A little bit closer game there, but two important games there because it got those teams into the playoffs. So, more importantly, though, Major League Baseball last night. Big, big, big night for the Tigers. Tigers beat the Mariners 5-0. You know, why is it so big, though? A no-hitter. It was a no-hitter last night. Spencer Turnbull pitched the fifth no-hitter in his majors history. Or not history, but in his career.
Are you sure he's pitched five? That's effing impressive.
So Spence says pitched the fifth no-hitter in the majors already this season. Damn it,
already this season.
Five this season from probably five different pitchers. But.
Yeah, but still, though, it's no small feat. Actually, here's the call from it last night during the game.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss! History! Spencer Turnbull has become the sixth Tiger pitcher to throw the eighth no-hitter in franchise history. His teammates burst out of the dugout and mob him at the mound. How about it?
I don't really have words right now, but probably the best day, best night of my life, to be honest with you. That's pretty freaking cool. I just don't really know what to say. I'm absolutely surreal. Just trying to soak it in.
He's the first Tiger to do it since Justin Verlander in 2011.
Unbelievable.
However, you know what? Not nearly as impressive as Doc Ellis throwing a no-hitter while high on acid.
Did you look that story up? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so explain to us. What happened?
So June 12th, 1970, Doc Ellis admitted that he pitched a no-hitter while high on LSD, man.
Wow. It's like the catcher's glove was vibrating.
That's insane. That's insane.
You know? I was super focused. I didn't see anybody else but that glove.
Licking the walls in the dugout. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Right.
You know what, though? Extremely impressive last night. Detroit, you know, in our home state of Michigan, that's pretty awesome.
Damn awesome.
I'm excited. So, you know how you get a no-hitter, though? You just put Brock and I at the mound.
Yeah.
Anybody can get a no-hitter then.
Every time. That's because I'm terrified of a ball flying 100 miles an hour at my face.
Dude, could you imagine?
Ugh. I don't want to.
Even at the pitching machine, dude, you're like, ah, I don't want to get hit by that.
I always ask if they have an underhand setting. That's about what I can do.
So. Any ones that lob it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Anyway, so yeah, congratulations, Turnbull. No-hitter last night.
Very nice.
Moving on to the Olympics. The organizer of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo doing their best to make the games happen in a couple months. The organizers of the Winter Olympics in Beijing are also having some trouble as activist groups are calling for a full boycott of the games because of the alleged human rights abuses against minorities in China. It's not going to happen. There's no – I don't think it's going to – you think it's going to happen?
I think there's definitely going to be some countries that sit out. It depends on what it'll take is bigger countries to say we're not doing it. And then other countries, you need like the mega powers. Like if the U.S. said we're sitting out because of this, you're going to see a bunch of other people say, well, okay, then we're not doing it either, you know. So
I wonder what kind of a hit, money hit that you take if you don't have the Olympics. Because everybody wants the Olympics there, right? Because everybody comes to your country. It brings a lot of money in, right?
It does, but I've also read that it can be a major drain as well because you put all this money in and then like that, it's gone. And then like lots of times, I'm trying to think where the last one in China was. Not like a while ago. And the stadiums they built, the things they put up, they're basically sitting there just growing vines because they don't use them. There's these massive things that they can't have a use for at this point. So you put all this stuff in and then it's there and gone. And that's it. So,
One more story here, real quick. Brock, collectibles, a sports card collection that will be auctioned off next month is expected to set records. Collection of vintage baseball, football, and hockey trading cards, which was owned by a doctor who passed away earlier this year, could be worth more than $20 million.
That's
$20 million. Dude, these are pieces of cardboard. Some of the highlights of the collection include a 1916 Babe Ruth rookie card. Wow.
Wow.
And a 1952 Mickey Mantle rookie card.
That's what I want everyone to remember, too. When you read, like, okay, those two right there are going to make up a good chunk of that $20 million, you know?
Right.
Everyone, if you're thinking like, oh, my God. Well, I got some baseball cards down in my basement. It more than likely yours aren't worth jack. Now, I'm not saying you may not have a card in there worth like $20, $25, which for me, I'd be happy to find that in my collection. But you got to understand that the rare cards are the old cards, all right? The Honus Wagners, the Babe Ruths, all right?
Here's my question, though. So I was watching Pawn Stars the other day, right? Yep. And they had this the original President Lincoln trading card. They're like he had in his pocket or something, dude. Like, totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it sold for like $1 million, which is a lot of money. But then you got Babe Ruth, a guy who just cranks baseballs out of a park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't free slaves. He just played a game. And his card's worth like $15 million.
Didn't we find out, too, that we're pretty sure Babe Ruth had an affair? Didn't they find some, like, love letters?
Yeah, wasn't even a good guy. President Lincoln, who changed the world. Like, he couldn't hit a baseball, though.
Best I can do is $550. That's what I can do right now. Best I can do. No, you're right, though. But that just goes to show where we put people on the scale of where everything's at. So.
Anyway, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
I'll take it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.